calls for the planning program development real estate committee meeting, I would ask for a reading of the executive session certificate.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the planning program development and real estate committee certify to the best of each member's knowledge and with no individual member dissenting that at the just concluded executive session committee, only such matters as are authorized for discussion in executive session under board bylaws Article 10, and only those matters identified in the notice by which the executive session was convened or were discussed or considered by the committee.
Second.
No, here are no comments. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Approval of the agenda?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Approval of the minutes of the meeting of April the 11th, 2013. Motion made and seconded to approve minutes of April the 11th. Hearing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We have a action item presentation for College Park term sheet.
Good morning, members.
Should have a red light.
Should have a red light. There you go.
Give it a second to turn.
Good morning, members of the board, planning, property development, and real estate committee. I'm here to present to you an action to approve the negotiation and execution of a term sheet for the development of the College Park Metro Rail Station. Looking at the background and history of this project, in 2003, Metro originally bid out this site and selected a winning bidder, comprised of Fairfield Residential and Management Development. In 2005, Metro and the winning bidder originally negotiated a term sheet, non-binding for this site. 2007, negotiations stalled, largely driven by challenges with uncertainty due to the Purple Line alignment that's coming through the College Park Station, as well as the use of the Metro parking garage that was built at the station. In late 2012, we proposed a new term sheet with the developer. The Purple Line alignment was finalized earlier this year, and now we've actually been able to accommodate the developer's parking within their own footprint of the garage, which has allowed us to move forward with this action. The site is approximately 18 acres, currently improved by a Metro surface parking lot, a bus loop, and the Metro station entrance itself, located on the eastern side of the College Park Metro Rail Station. The project description is proposed that this be a sale of the property to the developer. The project will be comprised of a residential building on the south end of the property, with either a residential, office, or hotel use on the north end of the property. The existing Metro parking garage will be reserved for Metro Rail commuters. Metro will receive a new bus loop when development of the north parcel occurs, and development of the bus loop as well as the overall project will be coordinated with the reserved Purple Line right away at the station. Looking at the proposed development, to the right is the south parcel, which will be a residential building of about 280 units. To the left of the site is the north parcel, which is currently comprised of up to two buildings, either office, residential, or hotel use. The Purple Line comes through the middle of the property, and essentially the station stop will be adjacent to our Metro station, and we will require reservation of that property for the future Purple Line. Looking at benefits to this project, it will potentially increase ridership with the additional residential and other mixed uses at the site. And more importantly, it actually serves as a great example of transit-oriented development by being a catalyst of the surrounding area. It'll activate our existing station and connect to the surrounding developments happening in College Park, private development as well as the University of Maryland's developments adjacent to this site. For Metro, it supports two of our key momentum strategic plan goals, improving regional mobility and connecting communities, as well as ensuring financial stability by investing in our people and our assets. So we'll realize significant proceeds from this project through this development. Next steps, after the board approves this action, will be to determine the purchase price of the sale, to negotiate a joint development agreement by staff, and to come back to the board this fall for approval of that joint development agreement. It is our recommendation that the board PPDRE committee approve the negotiation and execution of a term sheet for the development of the east side of the College Park Station. I'll take any questions.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Wall. This is a tremendous project in terms of the potential that it brings to the system and to the community. I'm glad that it's moved to this point. It's been a journey. It'll have an enormous impact. We know that also it's going to be the negotiation has to complete itself before it can be realized, but this is an important milestone. I would ask that you, in the presentation slide for the, assuming the committee authorizes this transaction this morning, authorizes you to take that next step, that there be included a slide which shows the larger context. We discussed this in terms of the University of Maryland and College Park, but it's, I believe it would be important to see how this parcel lies in proximity to the university, which is one of the largest corporations in the northeastern part of the country. And there's a big nucleus of people there. I think it would also be helpful to show the context of the University of Maryland development site, which is immediately adjacent. And I think that really begins to crystallize what the impact of this particular development can be as a catalyst for mobility, transit-oriented development, economic development, all the things that are in alignment with what we are struggling to achieve and what the community is struggling to achieve. So I think that would be helpful for the board and for all of our stakeholders to be able to see how it relates. And I congratulate you on being the step forward and any other questions.
Thank you. Thanks. If there are no other comments, I will entertain a motion for approval.
I will move that we approve the negotiation and execution of the term sheet for this development and did I say it all?
I'm not sure you said it.
We approve the negotiation and execution of the term sheet for the development of the Metro Plan at College Park.
Second.
There you go. There we go. Make sure you don't go off and negotiate somebody else's plan.
Any other questions or comments? Next to my motion, hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. That concludes the business of the committee. If there are no other items that bring to the committee, I would say in passing, maybe as a tribute or as a recognition of a lot of hard work, I am impressed mightily by the July the 11th agenda. You might ask for 2 hours.
It's going to be a long one, yes.
So, hearing no further comments, the committee is